confession at 7 time. You can email us confessions@7@wild941.com. You can slide in our DMs on Instagram at Orlando and the Freak Show, or you could just give us a call like Tony did. What up, Tony?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, my man. So the floor is yours. You have something to confess. What's going on?
I'm a pretty, you know, diehard vegan, you know, person. I don't really eat meat, kind of against my morals. And there's a girl I had met on this dating app, and we've been talking for a while and really seem to have a lot in common. And we've been on a couple of dates, but the issue is she's just, you know, a big-time meat eater.
Mm.
And I just can't really, you know, deal with it, man. I took her to a restaurant, and, of course, from talking to her before we went out, she knows, you know, how I am. And there was like a meat, you know, meat lover's dish.
Oh, it grossed you out?
I mean, just big time, you know, just the thought of just eating flesh, you know, and it just, just pigged out on it. And there's actually this nice little vegan restaurant that I go to sometimes. And, you know, we went out again. I thought, you know, maybe she'll try one of these, you know, these chickpea burgers they have or some of the tofu. And then she just like took a bite of it and just kind of ruined the whole date and complained, I can't do this, you know, and I just can't, you know, my morals, man. I just can't, you know, I don't see how this is going to work.
So, Tony, for you, it's not necessarily as much a health thing as it is like you don't think she should be eating an animal.
Exactly. I mean, it is a little bit of both. You know, I worry about my health and everything. But, just the thought, like I said, of eating flesh and just watching her pig out on that meat, you know, that meat lover's dish that night. It just, it was like greasy pork and steak. And she would just, you know, just almost like a carnivore, man, just like... And I just can't deal with it. And it's a shame because she's a really sweet, cute girl, and we have a lot in common. But
there's no way that you could just overlook this, bro.
No. I mean, especially when she wouldn't even, you know, try some of my type food and give it a chance. And I don't.
Well, it sounds like she did try it and she just didn't like it. It's kind of like you. You've tried it and you don't like it.
Well, not really. She took like a little bite and didn't even really kind of, you know, and then just kind of whined and complained.
It is a lifestyle change, though.
Oh, it is. I know. But I thought maybe, if anything, she could maybe, you know, try it somewhat or kind of, but when they just kind of blew
it. Were you trying to convert her? It sounds like you were trying to convert her a little bit because you knew this ahead of time.
Well, I guess maybe a little, yeah. But I know there's like no chance at all now. And it really would be hard to, you know, to live like this, I guess, or to be some, you know, with someone when your two types are so different, you know.
And Tony, you know how this confession at 7 works. We're going to take it to the phone lines. We're going to take it to the people, and we're going to see what they have to say about this. All right, man?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they do. I appreciate that, man.
All right, no doubt, Tony. Thank you so much for hitting us up, bro.
Thank you.
Man.
A lot of people are calling this guy whack.
Yeah, and a lot of people are also saying that he needs to find a vegan.
Yeah.
Another one, or he's going to be lonely AF.
Yes. And also, I'm sure there's dating websites for vegans specifically, but if you're trying to find somebody, and that is a complete lifestyle change, you need to make sure that that's front and center on your profile. If you're looking for a relationship, hookups, I mean, who cares? But
right.
If you want to be with somebody, that has to be up on top.
People are calling him a control freak.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
A little B.
But you know what? There's a lot of deal breakers when it comes to dating somebody.
Yeah,
or a
didn't
lot of little...
you cut somebody off because of the color of their car?
Well, it wasn't the color of their car. It was what they rolled up with.
They rolled up in a yellow Corvette or something like
it
that?
It was. Let's just say it was below par, like falling apart, rusty. It like broke down several times.
It wasn't up to your standards.
No, but it was maybe from the 80s, rusty, falling apart, no joke. Like, I felt uncomfortable riding in it.
We have Jackie on the line from Lakeland. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How you doing? Okay, so we're talking deal breakers. What came to your mind as soon as you heard that?
So immediately I thought about the times I went on a dating app right after a breakup, and it turns out, first thing he told me, he had a felony.
Oh, okay.
Did you ask what for?
I'm sorry?
Did you ask what his felony was for?
Oh, yeah. He told me straight up, like, it was because his stepdad put his hands on his mom, which is admirable, but I also work for a school and volunteer with Girl Scouts. And both of those things, if you have a felony, you cannot be around.
Okay. So that's an automatic no-go for you.
You can't work with kids.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So did he get a first date or there was just no second date?
No, we had a few dates and I thought it was because, like, he had a rebound. But then when we tried, like, I saw him as a rebound. And then we tried again a few months later, and I couldn't do it.
It's hard to make a rebound, like a long-lasting relationship. Sometimes it'll work, but, you know, they're rebounds for a reason.
That's true. Jackie, thank you for sharing.
Exactly.
We appreciate you. 888-429-0941. We have Mike on the line. What up, Mike?
What's up, man?
So what's the deal breaker in your book, man? Why'd you have to cut her off?
Look, man, she decided that she was going to come over one day, and her feet were real crusty, man.
She had crusty feet.
Stop it.
She had crusty feet, man. That's a no-go in my book.
So what, she had like the chancletas on, and she took them off, and you just saw that crust?
Oh, boy, yeah. Crusty, dirty feet, like she just walked a marathon.
Oh.
And you just never talked to her? Maybe she was getting a pedicure the next day.
Nah.
No, I gave her another chance. It happened again.
She had the chronic dirty feet condition.
Okay.
I've run into those too.
Had a thing with dirty.
Really?
Yeah, we call them dirty foots. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you, homie. Straight out of Lakeland, we have Larissa on the line. What up, Larissa?
Hey.
How you doing? You are on live. What is your deal breaker, Larissa? Why'd you have to cut them off?
I had to cut someone off because their values were just different than mine. We didn't see eye to eye politically. And so that comes down to, what do you believe in? And so if this person has those very strong values about why they're vegan and those kinds of things, then they need to find someone with the same beliefs as them, because, you know, you're just going to end up disagreeing with them for the rest of your life, really.
Larissa, in your case, how long were you and that person together, talking, dating?
About a year.
About a year?
Wow, yeah. That's a long time.
Do you ever regret it, or are you happy that you let it go?
No, absolutely not. No, I found someone that matches me, aww, like on every level. So, and now we've been together for almost 5 years in February. So,
wow, congrats.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you found him. All right. Yeah. So you're picky, and it paid off.
Yes, correct.
All right, cool. Thank you for hitting us up. 888-429-0941. We have a text. It says, I can't deal with a dude with a messy house. I didn't realize how much of a deal breaker this was for me until I lived with him.
I have dealt with that personally so many times on dates. Going back to a guy's house and it was disgusting. Like, the sink was just a mess with pots and pans. Here's another text. I had a breakup with a lady because she would not shut the door when she went to the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Another one. My deal breaker is bacon. She doesn't eat it. We don't meet together. Well, I don't know what that means. Anyway, another one is, she cursed like a sailor. Every single sentence she had out of her mouth, she was cussing. Every single word. It was like, geez, enough already. Another one was calling me dude or bro. It was too much.
Yeah, I don't really like that either.
So you don't like those chicks that try to like be on the same level?
No, please don't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.